Welcome to the Truth and Liberty Broadcast. We believe we have a mandate to bring godly change to our nation and the world through the seven spheres or mountains of influence. To further this cause, we give away a product every week that will empower you to get involved in changing your life and changing our world. You can register for our weekly giveaway by subscribing at truthandliberty.net. You can also subscribe to our newsletter to receive weekly updates on guests, news, and much more. This is an interactive live cast, and we welcome your questions. To ask a question during the live cast, use the comment or chat features. Now, get ready to dive into this week's topics with our hosts on location in Colorado, USA.
Well, hello, and welcome to Truth and Liberty. My name is Mark Coward. I'm sitting in for Andrew Womack tonight. And we have got something tonight that you are definitely going to want to be a part of. This is so pertinent to what's going on with all of the vaccine mandates. And of course, I'm here with Richard Harris. And it's always good to be with you, Richard.
Oh, same here.
What times we are living in,
wow.
Brother. We were talking before the show with our special guest, Matt Staver, and it's just almost in the realm of incomprehensible. And, you know, back at Church for All Nations, and I know a lot of my pastor friends, they are inundated with these questions about vaccines and mandates and all this. So there could not be, in my own opinion, anyone better than our guest, Matt Staver, tonight.
That's
before
right.
we go to him, we've got a few announcements to cover. So you want to help us get those?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Thank you, Mark. And we're so happy to have Matt Staver with us tonight. But we've got some important information to share with you before we get to Matt. I want to thank everybody for watching. Hopefully you're watching tonight on our website at truthandliberty.net. And if you're not familiar with our website, you need to check out the resources page there, because we have it chocked full of helpful information and things that will help you be equipped to stand for truth in the public square. Like, for example, our latest article up there identifies LGBT and transgender books that are being used now in our public schools to indoctrinate our kids. We as parents need to know about this so that we can take appropriate steps. So that's just one example there. So check out our resources page. Also, we've got some great events coming up here at Andrew Womack Ministries. We just finished the Healing is Here conference, and it was absolutely awesome, miraculous. Lives changed. It was incredible. But coming up just around the corner, September 10th and 11th, is the Truth and Liberty Coalition Conference. You still have time to register for that and to come out and join us. It is going to be fantastic. Andrew will be ministering. Mario Murillo will be ministering. E.W. Jackson, I'm going to say a few words. Dwayne Sheriff, and then Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who, if you haven't ever heard Lauren Boebert, you need to hear her. She is a fireball. And also our very own congressman here in the 5th District, Congressman Doug Lamborn. So it's going to be a powerful time with lots of organizations represented, booths. Not booze. Andrew thought I said booze last time. Booths, where you can get information and connect with these grassroots organizations. So go on truthandliberty.net tonight and register for that conference, and we'd love to have you here. Also, the Destiny Conference on September 16th and 18th with Andrew and Pastor Dwayne Sheriff. What is your destiny? Well, come out here and go to the Destiny Conference and discover that. You know, are you a subscriber here at Truth and Liberty? If you're not, we want to invite you to subscribe. All you have to do is go on the website, see the button up on the right-hand corner says subscribe. Click that, share your email with us, and we will begin sending you, I used to say our weekly email, but now we're sending out probably two or three a week. And what these are is they're articles, they're blogs, they're links to other places and information that will help you be equipped and stand for Christ in this incredible time in which we're living. And if you subscribe, you'll be eligible to receive a free product and one of Andrew's books. This week, I don't have a copy on set with me, but we're giving away a copy of Andrew's book, Excellence, How to Pursue an Excellent Spirit. And this book is based on the scripture in the book of Daniel, where it says that the three Hebrew children in Daniel, they had an excellent spirit, and that's what caused them to be promoted in the kingdom of Babylon. And so we need that in this day and age. So subscribe today and be eligible for that. Last week, our winner was Marissa Gott, and Marissa, you will be receiving a copy of Financial Stewardship, Andrew's book on biblical finances, and we hope that's a blessing for you. If you'd like to interact tonight, as you guys, our regular viewers, know, this is an interactive live cast. You can post your questions and your comments in the chat function on our website or the comment box there on Facebook, and we'll do our best to get to those questions tonight. So be sure to do that. And also, you know, God is doing amazing stuff through Truth and Liberty. I'm telling you, we're growing every day. God is blessing us with open doors and greater influence and guests like Matt Staver and others. And but if you'd like to be a part of that and help us stand for truth, you can become a member today by going to the donate page on our website and signing up there to make a recurring contribution of $5 or more per month. And if you do, we'll send you a free gift in the mail. I believe our current gift is Alex McFarland's book. I'm forgetting the title of it.
Assault on America.
Assault on America. Thank you, Mark. Yes. And so do that today. And then just remember that your contributions are not tax deductible because we're a 501c4, not a 501c3, but God still notices. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is that if you need prayer tonight, we have trained prayer ministers standing by. I'm telling you, I know these folks. They love the Lord. They're trained in the Word of God and filled with the Holy Spirit, and they're standing by to minister to you. Just call in at 719-635-1111, and someone will agree with you in prayer. And with that, I'll kick it back to you, Mark, and we'll get on with our show.
Awesome. Well, our guest tonight, I believe the Lord orchestrated this. You know what amazes me, Richard, is the lineup of guests. It's almost like you see the providential hand of God. I can't think of anyone better to be our guest tonight with what is going on right now than Matt Staver of the Liberty Council. And Matt, last time that we were together, first off, we want to welcome you and thank you for being with us. And the last time I hosted, it was Andrew and I, you were the guest, and we started talking about what happens if vaccines started being mandated, and here we are. And I will say this, myself and several pastor friends of mine have been inundated by their congregation. I have members in our church, longstanding military careers, and they basically said that they were told they get the vaccine, which we can talk about the fact it's really not a vaccine, it's still experimental. Another one was a nurse, 20 years at a hospital and worked from home, was given 5 days or she would be terminated. And so we were talking before we went on air here. What are you seeing in your office in regard to the mandates that are coming forward, and what is Liberty Council doing in response to all this?
Well, thanks. And we're seeing the same thing. It's good to be with you both tonight and to talk to all of the viewers, because this is a very critical, critical issue. We founded Liberty Council, Anita and I, in 1989. And I can tell you that we have never seen anything like this in all of that 30 plus years of our ministry. The phones are constantly ringing off the hook. We're constantly getting emails. We have people signing up for legal help at unprecedented numbers, and they're coming from three sectors: employment, schools, and the military. And we have story after story after story, like what you just shared. We have one person who's in the military, for example, and he signed up right after 9/11. He said, and he wrote this compelling letter, this communication, he said, "We didn't have our childhood stolen from us. We voluntarily gave it up. We have fought because we loved our country. We've seen friends die. We've bled ourselves. We've missed Christmases and birthdays and events with their children and families. And we did it voluntarily because we wanted to fight for this country. We're now approaching 20 years of continuous war. And now, as about ready to get to the 20th year anniversary and even their retirement, they're being told, if you don't get the shot, you will ultimately be court-martialed and dishonorably discharged. You'll lose all of your benefits that you've ever worked for, and you'll have this black mark on your life for the rest of your life." Those are kinds of things you should never have in America. I mean, that's just unbelievable. These are heroes who went to the front line. we are working with many people, and it's a misnomer that all the doctors and all the healthcare workers, they like this shot and they've gotten the shot. It's absolutely false. We're working with doctors and healthcare providers and pharmacists and all kinds of levels of people working in the healthcare ministries and industry. And they've worked for 18 or so months. They've gone to the front lines. They put their lives on the line. They didn't know whether they were going to bring home a virus that would infect them or their families, and they went there anywhere. That's what they do. We have an EMS person who just pulled a 24-hour shift. That's what they do. That's what they're called to do. And some of them may have gotten COVID. Many of them have not gotten COVID. They worked without these shots, and now they're being told with very little leeway, get the shots or be terminated. And you know what? These healthcare workers have seen two kinds of things. One, they've seen people with COVID. Two, they've seen people injured with COVID, and they're seeing many, many more people who are injured because of these shots. The EMS worker I was telling you about said one in five calls that they are getting as EMS workers now, one in five calls are to help people injured from the shots. And now they're telling me to inject the same thing in my body. This is unconscionable.
You know, Matt, some of this stuff, you know, when you back away from it, it's exaggerated. Whatever happened to my body, my choice? You know, everybody's cried out about that being my choice, but this mandate all of a sudden has come. And one thing I appreciate about you is the stats that you have at your fingertips, really in your recall. Let's talk for a minute about the damage that this vaccine is causing. I have heard, and I believe it's on good record, that the deaths from the vaccine or potential deaths are so severely underreported. The adverse side effects, I've got people in my congregation directly knowing people that have died that are permanently disabled. Can you talk to that? What are you seeing from your side of it there?
Exactly that. You have to, first of all, look at, are these shots necessary? And the answer to that is no. We have a lot of already existing treatment, both with nutraceuticals, it's well known, that is various kinds of supplements, vitamin C, D3, zinc, quercetin, other kinds of things like that, preventative, and we have good medicine that's been around for decades. It's very safe, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. And so there's a lot of things out there that no one has to be afraid of this virus. And I've seen it work over and over again. So you don't even need these shots. But then let's look at these shots. And you have to ask yourself the question, first, is it safe? Not is it effective, but is it safe? If it's not safe, you don't even get to the effectiveness. Is it safe? That's the question. Well, if we look at the CDC VAERS chart, we now have approaching 14,000 deaths that are already recorded. And you have around 560 to 75,000 adverse injuries. Of those, you have tens of thousands that are permanently disabled. You have tens and tens of thousands who have gone to the hospital. And the CDC in a Harvard study says that those reported in the VAERS log represents less than 1% of actual. So you do the math. Whoa. Take 13, 14,000 deaths and then multiply that even times 90 for assuming that it represents 10%. It's never represented 10% in its history going back to July 1, 1990. So it's not safe. Moreover, all of these healthcare workers now are seeing people injured with adverse reactions. If you go to Ontario, Canada, between July 11 and July 24, there were more people admitted to the hospitals in Ontario because of injuries from these shots than COVID itself. 109 people were admitted from the shot injuries, and 103 were admitted because they had COVID. So, and that's happening around the world. Now, if you look at 7 months, what's happened in 7 months? We've had more deaths in 7 months from these three shots, Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, than in the entire 31 prior years of VAERS when it was established in July of 1990 from all vaccines combined. So you count all the deaths from all the vaccines combined over the last 31 years that have been recorded in VAERS, and we've already surpassed it in 7 months. In fact, we actually passed that number in 6 months, between 5 and 6 months. And so when you look at this, the numbers are catastrophic. We had a failed experiment of the swine flu that Gerald Ford rushed to market, just like this one was rushed to market. And the CDC, just like they are now, did then propaganda. And they had all these things about how you had to get the shot. Hundreds of thousands of people were going to die. Of course, we now know that was false. And you know what happened? They began seeing Guillain-Barré syndrome, which we now see happening from some of these shots. And they stopped the swine flu failed experiment after 53 deaths. And they stopped it. We're having more than 53 deaths every single day for the past 7 months from these COVID shots. And it's still going on, and they say that it's safe and effective. Well, it's not safe, and we now know it's also not effective. In fact, the CDC, they said, well, the first people to get these ought to be the immunocompromised. Now they say it absolutely gave you zero benefit. And then just last Friday, they say, we're now moving forward for a, quote, booster for the immunocompromised. In other words, the same of the old failed system. And now we look at, for example, a Harvard study that just came out last week. It says that, for example, Pfizer and Moderna, which is the vaccines they studied, it's plummeted in terms of its efficacy. Let's look at Israel. 80%+ of the people in Israel have already received all the shots. Well, if you look at those that are hospitalized and those that are seriously ill, that comprises 64.5% of those hospitalized and 67% of those seriously ill have received all the shots, according to the Israeli Minister of Health 2 weeks ago. They are, quote, fully immunized. You can look at Gibraltar. Gibraltar says 100% of the adults are receiving all the shots, but you look at the charts, we have them on our website, and they're literally vertical straight up. You can look at the same thing with Iceland and the UK. The UK has about 87.5% of those infected with the Delta variant have received all the shots. So they're not safe and they're not effective. And we have other very safe and effective pre-existing treatment that's already available. So you have to ask the question, why are they wanting to push these shots?
Matt, what you just said is incomprehensible. Did I hear you right that there are 53 deaths a day, or did I misunderstand that?
It's more than 53 deaths a day from the COVID shots over the last 7 months. They stopped the swine flu in the 1970s when they cumulatively had 53 deaths over the total period. And then they stopped the swine flu saying, this has failed, we can't do it, too many people are dying. We have more people dying every day, over 7 months, every day of the week, every day of the month, than we have collectively from all the deaths of the swine flu shot. And yet they're still saying it's safe and effective. It's neither safe nor is it effective. And now they're pushing it on children. In fact, the CDC has already contracted with a university to make calls to homes to find out the age of children from 6 months to 17 years. They want to find out your, quote, vaccination status with respect to COVID. And then they're going to find the medical records of the children and connect those with local providers. And they want to, as their plan, vaccinate all the children. They don't want any, quote, left behind, if you will. But, wow. You know, the fact is, these children are the last ones on earth that need to get the shot, even without any treatment or very minimal treatment. That age group has a 99.995% of full recovery from COVID without any intervention, so to speak, at all. So they're the last ones. I mean, Maddie is a 12-year-old girl. Maddie was a straight-A young girl, 12 years old. She got the Pfizer shot. She is now a quadriplegic, confined to a wheelchair and a feeding tube. And I can tell you story after story after story. I'm telling you, it's heartbreaking what we're seeing happen. And so on the one hand, we're getting all these pleas that they don't want to get the shot, and they'll be terminated, they'll be kicked out of school, or they'll be court-martialed. And these people are not dumb people. They've done the research. They're not buying the CDC and Biden lies. They know, they either have personal experience, particularly those in the healthcare industry, and they don't want to get these shots, and yet they're being forced to do so. And so we are working with hundreds, literally thousands and thousands of people. And so you asked what we are doing. You can go to our website, lc.org, and click on the Legal Help tab, right there on the front page. You can fill out the legal help form. There's a video that I created to walk people through the process. There is a sample religious liberty exemption form that you can put in your own words. And that's the first step that you need to do no matter where you are. Make your religious liberty exemption request and do it as soon as possible. And then stay in touch with us and we'll walk you through the process.
Well, there's something I want to point out. I want to echo that. I went to your website, lc.org. I was blown away, Matt, at the resources you have. I went under the vaccine tab and boy, that is an eye opener. Information about Bill Gates and all of the stuff going on that the average, but this, since I've got two attorneys I'm sitting between tonight, I have a question. Is this constitutional, this mandate, and is it legal? This is beyond comprehension what we're hearing tonight.
It is.
Yeah. And you know, for those that are not as versed as we are in this particular arena, I encourage you to go to lc.org/vaccine, lc.org/vaccine, the page you were referring to, and spend a little bit of time under adverse reactions and personal stories. Take a look at the personal stories, and they literally will make you cry, and they will also make you angry. But you need to know what's going on. And the answer to your question is no, it's not legal. You know, all of this blew up between the time that we had the interview on the same program several weeks ago, and now what's happened? An explosion's happened, and it began 2 weeks ago. And it began with the VA. The VA announced that all of their T38 healthcare workers have to receive the shot. And they have 8 weeks to do it or be terminated. We received lots of calls. Right on the heels of that, same day or the next day, Biden's Department of Justice issued a letter. And in that letter, they said, well, you know, the emergency use authorization, which is what these are under, they're not FDA licensed, they're under emergency use authorization. There's a specific federal law that governs it. They said, beginning on page one, and it reiterated it throughout, the actual correct language of the law. And the law says this, that you have, quote, the option to accept or refuse, close quote. Can't get any more clear than that. Richard, I mean, that's right, like right down the center. I mean, you have the option to accept or refuse. End of story. So you have the option to refuse. And you know what the Department of Justice said? It really doesn't mean you have the option to refuse. We only have to tell you, I'm not exaggerating, that you have the option to refuse. And once we tell you, then you can't refuse. That's like the Miranda rights being satisfied after the police officer says, you have the right to remain silent. Now that I've told you, I want you to speak.
Yeah.
You have no right to remain silent. Mm. The emergency use authorization law says clearly you have the right to refuse. So everyone who's pushing this is violating federal law. That's number one. Number two, if the emergency use no longer applies, because I think at some point in the future, the FDA is going to recklessly fast track this despite the data, to get it fully licensed so they don't have to deal with the emergency use authorization law. Then you have constitutional issues if it's the government doing it, state or federal or local. And then in addition to that, you also have state and federal laws for both state and federal workers, as well as private workers, people in the military, as well as students in school, and those, for example, in the medical field that are doing their clinicals and their internships, externships, rotations, and residencies. So there's lots of law to protect you. Let me just give you a quick example. Loyola University in Chicago, they wanted to bully their students. They told them, you need to get the shot or you're going to be dismissed. And that would have been about a week ago. They gave them a Friday deadline with a very short window. We represented about 11 of those originally. and that number grew to 40 plus. We got every single student exempted, but they didn't tell them about the religious opt-outs. Well, first they had federal rights under a certain federal law, but in Illinois, as an example, it's one of the strongest state conscience laws in the country. For any reason, you can opt out of any kind of medical treatment, including a mandated shot. And of course, they knew that even after they reversed themselves on our 11, they still kicked out a bunch of others, and we had to go and pick those up and make them reverse themselves as well. They know the law, and they're violating the law. And it is illegal for these shots to be forced on anyone. That is your choice and yours alone.
Matt, do you, boy, that's awesome. I want the whole country to hear what he just said.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the mandatory vaccines in the United States military are also unconstitutional? Or is that a special example? Go ahead.
Right. I mean, it's a different scenario with regards to military, but you don't lose your religious freedom just because you sign up in the armed services. You still have your religious freedom there. And let's look at what's happened to our men and women in the military. I've had most people in the military understand that this is wrong, certainly the ones that are in the military. They're terrified by this. They really are terrified. I'm talking about people that are up in the Navy SEALs category because their whole career's on the line and they don't want this. I mean, they've put themselves in the midst of gunfire and they're not afraid. They're brave people. They don't want this. They're being told if you don't get it, you'll be dishonorably discharged. It's awful. But in the military, you know, for example, let's look at, we experimented with our soldiers in Vietnam, and we poured Agent Orange on them, and they're still suffering, and many of them have died.
Wow.
Under George Bush, you know, in the Gulf War, what did we do? President Bush issued a waiver, and he mandated that anthrax shot. There was the anthrax scare. Anthrax is going to kill everybody. We need to get our soldiers all vaccinated up from this anthrax vaccine. And you know what happened? Many of them are still suffering from that experiment today, that failed experiment. So they have the choice as well, and you have to accommodate their religious beliefs, particularly absolutely right now there's emergency use, so they cannot force them. But even if that's gone at some point in the future, they still have their right to religious accommodation. You know, there's a lot of people in the military outside of the shots that request and receive and are entitled to religious exemptions and religious accommodation. And the same is true for these shots.
So we could go into a lot, I think, on the law. You did mention one thing that I want to make sure people hear on just regular civil employers, the Americans with Disabilities Act and other medical privacy laws. How do those come into play?
Yeah, well, the ADA, you know, protects you as well. And so this is, I mean, that's one of many kinds of laws that could be violated. HIPAA has some limitations. The HIPAA laws that you normally see or hear about, you know, when you go to a doctor's office, they have some limitations when it comes to, for example, employment or other types of situations like that. So it's not the best law, but there's a lot of other laws outside of that. In fact, we actually have a legal memo, and it's only a sample, because when we go down and drill into the individual states, there's a lot of state law there. In fact, even in California, believe it or not, we just sent two demand letters Friday and today to places in California. And there's really good civil legislative law in California. You wouldn't think about it, but it's certainly there. So in addition to all these other rules and laws that you have, whether it's private or public, there's a wealth of laws at the state level that protect people. But you know what? I think it's really important. Let me just say this before I forget it, Richard. Don't leave your post. Some people there's a lot of people that just need encouragement and they need hope. And there's a lot of stress out there. Don't quit. Don't walk away. Let's just walk through this step by step, and let's do the first step. Don't worry about all the accommodations or the restrictions that they may put on you. We'll have to deal with that. But let's get through the first step. Let's get the religious exemption request in, and let's take that one little bite of the apple at a time. Don't walk away. There was an FBI agent last week, Monday, a week from today, and he's the sole breadwinner of his household. He's been in the FBI for many, many years, served his country, continues to serve his country, doesn't want the shot. He resigned himself a week ago that he's going to have to do it because he can't afford not to have his job. We did a conference call with a bunch of people on Tuesday, and he was on that with his wife. His wife then called on Wednesday morning, and she says, I want to give you some encouragement because you have forever changed the direction of our lives. They were about ready to throw in the towel, and he was going to succumb to a shot that he did not want, just to be able to put bread on the table. So stay on the job, stay in your school, stay in the military. You have fought for us, we will fight for you.
Wow, awesome. That is so good, and I think such sound advice, because I was thinking, you know, we've got basically maybe three types of people listening tonight. There are those that they think they're gonna get the shot. There are those that do not wanna get it, but they're concerned because they're gonna lose their benefits, they're gonna lose their job, and what have you. And so I know we're gonna be getting to some questions soon, but Matt, what would you say to people? And you've already answered it to some degree, because I know there's people watching right now. I've got them in our church. We've pointed many people to your website. We're trying to get information put together, but regardless of what category, I know there's people that do not want to get it. I am not ever going to get that with what we see going on. It's incomprehensible what we've heard tonight. And so what do you recommend to people to do that are in that place? They're afraid. What would you say to them as far as how to respond? Because I think that was very sound. Number one, slow down here just a bit, and just like this agent that you just talked with.
Yeah, we want to bring calm and peace to you. And I know it's very stressful. And either you're dealing with it or you know somebody who is dealing with this, and it's very, very stressful. It's very emotional because we're getting people that call us and they break down and they sob. There was a woman who was a nurse last week on one of our conference calls, and we're doing them twice a day this week. And we got to the Q&A, and she started to ask a question and she choked up. And I said, it's okay. Don't be embarrassed. You know, we're here with you. And she was having a very difficult time asking the question and describing her situation. It is highly, highly stressful. And so what we want you to do is take one step at a time. And that step would be lc.org, click on the Legal Help tab. Legal Help tab, it's right there on the front page. And you can click on the Legal Help tab and you can fill out the Legal Help tab form. We'll send you information and we'll also give you a list of weekly conference calls, and we're doing them twice a day at different times to accommodate as many people at different time zones. And you also have a video, about a 22-minute video to watch, that takes you through the process, step one. Then you have a sample letter, a religious exemption letter. Take that, put it in your own words, and use your own language. Don't copy it verbatim, just look at it, think, and put in writing your own reason for your religious-based exemption. And that could be either because these shots were using aborted fetal cell in the development and or deployment phase, and you don't want to have anything related to abortion. Proverbs chapter 6 says, God hates these things, one of which is the shedding of innocent blood. Yes. He says it's an abomination. That is a very strong word in the Hebrew, and it has an incredibly rich context. You don't want to be part of that abomination, and that's your religious belief. You may have a broader objection as well, and that is your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you're not your own. You're bought with a price. So you start with that foundational principle, and everything else flows out from it. We're not ignorant about the things surrounding us. So when we look at two glasses of clear liquid, one is water, pure water, and one is arsenic. We don't want to defile our temple. So we're going to drink the clear water because that's good for us. We know that from empirical information. We're not going to drink the arsenic because that's bad for us. We look around and we look at certain kinds of foods. We're not going to eat this. We'll eat that. We're not going to put smoke in our lungs because we know that it's bad for us. We don't want to defile our temple. And you can do the same thing with these shots. And that's why, you know, we go back to that lc.org/vaccine page, and you go to the adverse reactions and personal stories, inform yourself about these things. And so your foundation is you want to treat the body that God gave you, because he made us in the image of God, with respect. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. And therefore, we're going to protect, and we're going to do everything possible not to harm, but to benefit and help and nourish the bodies God gave us. And it is your right, your religious freedom right, your conscience right, to be able to make those decisions. So walk through that process, and let's just take the first step, work on your religious exemption, and submit that, whether it's to your employer, to your school, or to your commander in the military.
That is so good, Matt. And I'm sure some people are asking, will it cost people to reach out to Liberty Counsel?
No, it doesn't. All that we do at no cost. That's our ministry. So we'll never send you a bill. It's all free, and we're here to help.
That's so awesome. And Matt, we appreciate you so much. We're going to get to some questions here in a minute, but I think I said this the last time that you were on. Who would have ever thought, Richard, we would need organizations like Matt here with Liberty Counsel to defend us, the church, from our own government? Mm-hmm. But I'm so thankful you're there, and so appreciative of you all and your heart for the body of Christ and for people.
You know, last March and actually early April, we began messaging and warning that this was coming, because we started looking at the whole COVID issue, and we began to represent churches, because it started with the churches. That was the first test. A lot of people failed the test. Obviously, you all and Andrew Womack passed that test with flying colors. You were one of the examples that said no after you considered what was going on and prayed about it. You drew a line in the sand, as many pastors did, but many pastors didn't. And we then saw this other thing coming. We began to do research, and that's why we looked at the Bill Gates. We looked at this whole history of global vaccinations. Why are they doing it? What's behind it? The tracing and tracking, the so-called vaccine passports. And we said, by mid-April, early April, we warned this was coming. And this was before there was ever any kind of discussion about, you know, a COVID shot. And here we are. So this is not about COVID. COVID is being used to advance a global agenda, and that global agenda is absolute control. And Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, who founded it, he wrote a book called COVID-19, The Global Reset. In fact, I actually have it right here. It's they make no bones about it. I mean, you can see this.
Wow.
Well,
when was that book written? When was
this book? Is a 2021 book. 2021. It's a brand new book. Matt, right off this, actually 2020. Right at the end of 2020, it came out.
Do you believe that the World Economic Forum and the funders of that organization are actually somehow behind this epidemic, plandemic, whatever we want to call it?
I would not be surprised. I can tell you for 100% certainty, they are definitely using this to advance their global agenda to ultimately move to socialism by 2020. And they have information on their website that by 2030, mm-hmm. by 2030, they are moving toward that you own nothing, that everything is by subscription. The silverware in your kitchen, the glasses in your cabinet, the clothes on your back, that it's all by subscription from the government, and that the government rations it to you. And they actually have a video, what's it going to be like in 2030? And they start with a person says, I own nothing, and I couldn't be more happy. And this is a very globalistic, socialist-controlled agenda. And COVID-19 is one of their tools to advance that agenda. And so we're seeing this with this push for these mandatory shots. You know, first they want us to close down the churches. And then when they They wanted to have you do social distancing. They wanted to do all these other things. We've done everything opposite of what we normally do for decades of previous pandemic preparedness. You don't isolate the healthy, you isolate the sick, if there are those that are needing that. All of this that we did, all the lockdowns, all the closings, they were contrary. If you go look at Sweden, for example, they went against the grain. And you know what? The difference in the chart of Sweden is all the nations that did what we did with the lockdowns and everything and others, and now that are pushing the shots, their virus charts are going vertical. Sweden is actually the opposite way, because they did what normally you would do in some of these pandemics. And this one is a minor pandemic compared to plagues throughout history. And you're looking at, you know, the death rate on this, you know, even the CDC brought the death rate down from where they said it was 600,000. They've actually reduced it in half to just over 300,000. Cardiac disease or cancer is more than double that in 2020, and heart disease is more than double and a half of that in 2020. So you don't hear anything about cancer, you don't hear anything about heart disease, but you hear everything about this. And obviously we now know that the numbers of COVID are completely exaggerated, because the PCR test that they said you needed to get, they picked up the flu, they picked up all kinds of viruses that were not COVID, and they were counted as COVID. So you have this global effort of deception and literally moving away from decades of pandemic preparedness that we've done historically. And now, whenever people start to come out of lockdowns, as was happening in 2021, then they want to come back and say, well, no, we got to go backwards again, because they want people to live in fear. And when people are afraid, then they'll give away their freedom. And that's exactly where they want to go.
Well, Matt, there was a little blip in history in the 1930s and 40s called Nazi Germany that ended in a world war and trials of the criminals. And after that, we adopted the Nuremberg Code. Do you think that has any applicability to this situation?
Yeah, it's actually on the FDA and the NIH's website, along with the Helsinki Declaration. And the Nuremberg Code was adopted in 1947 because of the Nazis in 1930s and 40s. And it has 10 principles. The very first principle says that informed consent is, quote, absolutely essential. We are violating all 10 of the principles of the Nuremberg Code. And that was designed so that we never repeat that dark history. And we're going down the exact same path. In fact, I got a communication from a woman. Her daughter is in healthcare. She said, my family survived Auschwitz. They heard about the stories that happened, and now they're seeing them actually happen here in the United States. You look at what they did to the Jews. They blamed them as disease carriers, and they blamed them for the Black Death. Mm. Well, then people were afraid of them. And then they began to limit them from various kinds of employments. They limited them from school. And then they ultimately boycotted them by putting yellow stars on their buildings and their businesses. And then they isolated them, and then they put them in ghettos, and you know the rest. Right now, for example, we have nurses that are calling us that say they are mandating that we have to get the shot, but if we ask for a religious exemption, this is the accommodation. Believe it or not, we will have to wear a special colored name badge so that everyone recognizes us as, quote, unvaccinated. Wow. And we have to wear a special N95 mask where everybody else can wear different masks, and you can't breathe through some of those N95 masks. So they're literally isolating these people, targeting them, and putting different color badges on them to identify them, just like the yellow star in the Nazi era.
Wow.
This is absolutely
staggering. Speaking of the Nazis, I watched a video over the weekend that you sent me, Mark, of a pastor in Canada, Alberta, that was arrested. Maybe you saw it, Mac. And he's standing outside his home, rationally, calmly, talking with the police officers, and his children are crying as they're about to take their father away. And the police officer's response was, well, I'm just doing my job. And my reaction to that was, I remember hearing that when I was growing up, that that's what the soldiers in Nazi Germany said. Is that the same thing all over again?
That's the same thing. And you know, Richard, we often wonder why the people were silent back then and why the Jews didn't just recognize what was happening and they all just rise up at one time. They couldn't have stopped them all if they just did it all together. And it's a mystery. But clearly, when we put ourselves back in there, we want to say we would be like the Bonhoeffer. We would have been harboring the Jews. We would have been helping people. We would have been speaking up. Let me tell you this. I can tell you exactly what you would have been doing back then. It's exactly what you're doing now. If you're buying the CDC, Biden, FDA propaganda, and you're succumbing to the fear, and you are following that particular drummer, you would have done, I'm sorry, but you would have likely done that back then. And so check yourself, because I don't want to be looking back at history and say, you know, I was one of those people back in Nazi Germany, and I didn't say anything. I smelled the incinerators burning. Look, you can't just simply listen to what's happening in the media and just believe that this is safe and effective. You can't, because it's not. Do your own research. We've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of research, and our team has done that. And you know what is really, really, it just makes me angry that I have so many people. Let me just give you a quick example. I have a friend of mine who got admitted to the hospital, and her husband had just gotten hydroxychloroquine, a Z-Pak, and ivermectin, but she had already been admitted to the hospital. It was too late to really take those. It just came in, and she went to the hospital because she's having breathing difficulties. The hospital, I said to the husband, ask the hospital, would they give ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine? Oh, no. You know what they wanted to treat her with? Vitamin C and oxygen. I said, go home right now, get the medications, and get them to her however you want to get them to her. Get them to her. That was a Monday. He got them to her. She took them without the hospital knowing it because they wouldn't allow it. And miraculously, she was discharged within 3.5-4 days later, 99% to 100% on the oxygen meter. And the doctor came to her and said, I am just completely surprised that you recovered so quickly. Well, you know why? Because she got proper treatment. Mm-hmm. She would have, who knows what would have happened with your minimal vitamin C and oxygen? Who knows? But that story repeats over and over again. So do your research, because people are dying needlessly. They're going to the hospital needlessly. And there's good information out there about how you can prevent it and how you can treat it.
Well, Matt, we've got more questions than we could ever get to. It'd take us a whole another 2 hours probably. But I really do want to ask this one of you. This viewer is asking if you have an affiliate organization in Canada, because they're seeing mandates there as well, and they don't know what their legal options are.
No, unfortunately, we don't. There are a couple of entities in Canada, but I haven't heard much about their activity recently with regards to these COVID restrictions, like what we're seeing here in the United States. I wish we did. We get calls and pleas for that, and perhaps maybe we need to do an office in Canada. We do have attorneys that are in Canada that graduated from Liberty when I was dean of the law school there, so perhaps that's a way to start, but we don't have anything right now.
Well, that's unfortunate. I'm sure there's probably lawyers up there that can help, but we'll be praying for Canada. Our next question is from a viewer who happens to be a teacher in New York City, and she says that they have mandated that we either get vaccinated or get tested weekly. Is there a way out of the testing?
Well, let's do, first of all, get the exemption. So it sounds like they're giving you the exemption. And, you know, with regards to the testing, you can contact us if that continues to proceed with this testing. You know, the CDC is coming out in September with a whole new test because they have now admitted that the PCR test is very faulty and it picks up a lot of false positives. So, you know, that could be, you have to have a religious accommodation request that is presented, and that has to be a reasonable accommodation from the employer. But sometimes the accommodation themselves can become discriminatory. And if this testing becomes like that, it could ultimately violate your constitutional rights since you're a state employee, as well as other state and federal rights there as well.
Well, again, to our viewers, I'm seeing a lot of questions about how do they get in touch with you. So, Matt, again, can you explain what folks should do to get your help?
Sure, Richard. Just go to the website. It's very simple. Two letters, lc.org, lc.org for Liberty Council, lc.org. All of our contact information is right there. But what you want to do when you go there is click the tab at the top of the webpage, and it's called Legal Help. It's right there about in the middle of the page. lc.org, click on the Legal Help tab. And there's several things for you to do there. One, fill out the form for legal help and describe your situation. We will then communicate with you, and we'll also notify you of conference calls where we'll do Q&A on various aspects of this with you and others. There's also there a sample religious exemption letter. Take that and use it in your own language, modify it in your own language, use your own statements, and get it filed wherever you are in your employment, school, or military. And there's also about a 22-minute video there that I explain the process and try to walk you through this procedure. So you want to look at that, and that will give you a good start moving forward.
Wow. Well, here's another question, Matt. This is coming in from Michael on chat. He wants to know, how are they able to hide all these vaccine deaths in the United States?
Well, they just use the mantra safe and effective, and they don't even look at them. And they'll say, well, we've got 300 and so many million dosages that are given. So of those that are adverse reactions, it's minimal compared to the number. Well, you know what? There's a real problem with that. Are we going to play a lifeboat drill? You know, how many deaths are enough? It was 53 deaths that stopped the swine flu, and we're having more deaths every single day from these COVID shots. And they're in the tens of thousands of injuries. They're in the hundreds of thousands of injuries. The adverse reactions are pretty soon to hit 600,000. That's where it's going. And it jumps every week between 20 to 35,000 new reports every week. And I can tell you what, from people who work inside the CDC, they're backlogged several months. So not only are they not getting all the data, but they're backlogged and actually even reporting the data. So there are places on the lc.org/vaccine under adverse reactions you can go to. Particularly, you can go to some of the information about the VAERS data chart. But they're just simply repeating the mantra, it's safe and effective, and it is a complete outright lie. It's not. It's neither safe nor effective.
Well, Matt, there is, amazingly enough, other stuff in the news right now that I'd like to maybe get your perspective on. Recently, I saw that Chuck Schumer tried to do an end-around on H.R. 1 takeover of American elections bill. And what happened with that? Was he defeated, and how did that go down?
He was temporarily blocked, yes. This was something that we had warned about. Obviously, they can't get past the 60-vote filibuster to pass this election fraud bill that would make elections fraudulent legally across the country. We'd never have another fair and free election ever again. But we warned that they would try to wait till the early hours of the morning and then ask if there was a voice vote, any opposition to having this bill passed, and no objection, okay, we can get it passed with just the people on the floor, because they started off with the quorum at the beginning of the day, but now at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, there's only a handful. It happens to be all Democrats, my goodness, and then they want to bring this up. And that's exactly what happened, 4:30 a.m. about a week ago, and thank God Senator Ted Cruz was one of the Republicans who said, tonight's my shift to stand guard, and he was there at 4:30 a.m. in the morning, and he objected. All you need to have is one person object, and they can't do that voice vote. And Cruz was the person who objected, so he ought to be congratulated.
Yes.
But they're going to try this again when they come back in session. They're going to try it again and again and again, so we have to constantly be on guard.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, and in other news, the Hyde Amendment. The Democratic majority had stripped the Hyde Amendment and other pro-life protections from the federal spending bills. And what happened with that? Were we successful in getting that reinserted?
Well, so far, some of that has been reinserted and some have not. And then, you know, you have the infrastructure bill that just actually passed. That is another boondoggle of money that is just being thrown out the window. So our national debt is literally skyrocketed in the past 7 months. But there's still the battles going on with regards to other abortion spending and Hyde Amendment issues. Hyde Amendment, as you know, bans federal funds from going to support abortion. And the Democrats want to repeal that and set it aside so they can just open up the spigots and have federal tax dollars go to Planned Parenthood to harvest baby body parts and kill babies. And so that's a battle that's ongoing.
Wow, Matt, this has been an amazing evening. We want to thank you for your ministry and your boldness. You're such an important piece in this whole puzzle right now. I'm sitting here just processing the facts, and it's staggering. Any closing comments you want to make before we go off tonight?
You know, I think you have to look at where we are and just be aware of the time frame in which we are in. And there may be viewers, and I'm sure there are watching, that have already received these shots. And that's your decision. That's your decision. But it's not the governments, and it's not the employers, and it's not even your commander in the military, when it's especially something like this particular shot. Our men and women in the military are not guinea pigs. They didn't sign up to be guinea pigs. They signed up to be warriors. And they're brave warriors, and they defend us. But they're not guinea pigs. They're not lab mice to be experimented with. So no matter where you are on this issue with the shots, stand with those who say, this is my religious-based decision, and I'm not going to get it. You may disagree with them, but stand with them. Because if you don't stand for freedom now with them, and we don't all stand together and lock arms, we're all going to lose our freedom. This is an unprecedented time. It's unprecedented. And we have to wake up and literally push back in every way we can. And for those of you who are facing these shots, I encourage you, take a deep breath. We're praying for you. We know the stress, and we're here to walk you through the process. And you can go to lc.org and click on the legal help tab, and there's information there to begin that process. We've been very, very successful, by the way, at getting many, many people exempted. But it's just the tip of the iceberg, and we have a lot of work to do.
Well said. Thank you so much, Matt, for being with us tonight. And Richard, it's always good to be with you.
Yes.
And I just want to say to everybody watching, make sure to make it to the Truth and Liberty Conference, September 10th and 11th. Yes, we need to be around people of faith and people that are standing strong, and that's going to be a powerful time.
Yes, it is.
So thank you for joining with us tonight, and be sure to be with us next week. There's always something powerful going on here at Truth and Liberty. Again, thank you so much, Matt, for joining us tonight. God bless you, and God bless your ministry.
Thank you.
There is a time for us to stand up. And I'm saying that it is time for the body of Christ to rise up and get out of the four walls of a church.
The responsibilities of the church and Christians is to destroy the works of the devil wherever we find them.
The real love, the real peace, the real joy doesn't come by being triggered by everything, but by being vertically connected to the creator of the universe and having his life flow through you.
Father, I just believe that this is helping wake the church up. And I thank you that as each one of us goes out and does our part, that Father, this is going to make a difference.
Join us next time for the Truth and Liberty broadcast. Find tonight's episode and related articles and links at truthandliberty.net. Truth and Liberty is viewer supported. If you'd like to help us continue our live casts, you can make a donation at truthandliberty.net.